Well, I just think it's what they needed to do. I mean, there really was no other option to try to make it as a Division I independent in Moscow, Idaho. It's just not a viable option. So I think they did what they had to do. And so I think it's important for all the Vandal fans now to get behind this decision and to support the Vandals move to the Big Sky Conference and understand that it's not going to be easy. I mean, it's going to be tough to be competitive in the Big Sky. So I hope people understand that.
For folks who don't understand college football and the effects of being in big markets and geographical challenges, what are the challenges to win in Moscow?
Well, I mean, it's not much different than Washington State. I mean, you've got the geographical locations to be concerned about. It's not an easy place to get to. You're not gonna pack it in. You're not gonna have 30,000 people sitting in the stands. Although we averaged over 20, I think, in 1998. Those are the biggest challenges. But I think you can win there. I really believe you can. The thing that really makes it hard, though, is if you don't have a conference affiliation or if you have one that doesn't really fit the geographic identity of the institution, it doesn't make sense to try to keep banging your head against the wall, in my opinion.
Do you think the athletic director and other administrators in Moscow turned over all of the stones that they possibly could?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I believe that they did. I know that Rob Spear has been working hard on this, trying to find a place for the Vandals to land. But let's get realistic. What are the options? There's the Pac-12, which, clearly doesn't fit for the Pac-12. And then the Mountain West, which has said they're not interested. So, the only other option would have been let this invitation to the Big Sky Conference go by and try to make it as a Division I independent, indefinitely until someone changed their mind, until some other kind of league formed. It's not in the cards in the immediate horizon. I think it would have been a bad gamble for the university to go that direction.
In making the announcement last week, U of I President Chuck Stabman acknowledged sort of the passion on both sides of this issue, those who think this is the smart move and those who equate this to sort of giving up and pointing back, to that initial transition that you helped oversee 20 years ago to the highest level, is saying, look, this can work and we are giving up. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I say this. I think if you've got a conference affiliation, if you have an administration that's behind the football program to where you can fund the program fully and have 85 players on scholarship and have good coaching staff in place, I think you could be competitive at the Division I level. But if you don't have a conference affiliation, it's not happening. So, to say that, we did it, but we had a viable conference affiliation and we had a supportive administration, and that's how we were able to make it work.
I explained this to someone in our newsroom who doesn't follow college football on a regular basis, saying, 5-6 years ago, there was a massive reorganization in college football. It sort of equates to a game of musical chairs, and the U of I was the person left standing. Is that fair and accurate to say?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's happened before. I mean, look at, University of Idaho used to be in the Pacific Coast Conference, right? And then they reformed and formed the Pac-8, and they were left out at that time. And then, the same thing happened with the Big West when the Big West dissolved and the WAC happened. Then University of Idaho was left out in that equation later where they were able to get in. And then now with the, and then the Mountain West has refused to express interest in Idaho. And you can try to, market your program all you want, but if they don't want you, they don't want you. And so, as I said, I just don't think, see how it's viable in the near future. Now, this doesn't have to be forever. I mean, who knows what can happen 20 years down the road. But my opinion is that the Vandals ought to be excited about moving forward to the Big Sky Conference.
What are your expectations for the program in the first few years at the FCS level?
I don't really know. I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't been close enough to the program to really give you a gauge of where they are right now. But I know this, they're going to have some very tough competition when they line up against teams like Eastern Washington and Montana State and, some of the other very competitive teams in that league. So, there's definitely going to be a transition curve here, and I think people should be ready for that.